Chapter 3. Later on, in the evening, they couldn't see outside anymore because it was too dark. But they could still hear the rain. It sounded worse than ever. After dinner, they sat in front of the television. "Can I stay up and watch TV?" said Tom. "What did Mum say about that?" said David. Tom looked sad. "She said I should go to bed on time." "So what is the answer?" said David. "The answer is no," said Tom sadly. "Well, maybe you could stay up for a little while," said David. And they both laughed. "Thanks, Dad," said Tom. "But I get to choose what we watch." Suddenly, Tom grabbed the remote control for the TV. "Oh, no, you don't," said David. They pretended to fight over the remote control. "Okay, you win," said David, and he let Tom have the remote. "But only for half an hour, and if your mum asks, you went to bed on time, okay?" Tom nodded. "I'll be back in a minute," said David. David went upstairs to get his phone from his room. He had a text message from Tom's mum, Mel. It said, "What crazy weather! Hope everything is okay. Let me know if you need anything." David smiled and texted back. "Everything is fine, Mel. It's just a bit of rain." It was dark upstairs, and he could see out of the window better. The street was so wet, it looked shiny. It was still raining very hard. Water was everywhere. There was so much water, it did not look safe. Maybe everything wasn't fine? Back downstairs, Tom was still watching television. "You mustn't go outside without me," said David. "I don't need to go outside," said Tom. "I can see it all on the TV." David sat down next to his son on the sofa. There were pictures of the heavy rain on the news. People were worried. "Is the rain dangerous?" said Tom. "Will the house get washed away?" "No," said David. "Everything will be fine. Why don't we go and visit Granny tomorrow?"
"Cool,"
said Tom. "I like seeing Granny." "She likes to see you too," said David. "That will make everyone happy."
"Right, now it really is time," said David.
"Time for what?" said Tom.
"Time for bed," said David.
Tom groaned, but he got up and went upstairs to brush his teeth. David followed him up the stairs, joking and laughing. On the television, the news reporter was still talking.
"More rain is coming," said the reporter.